Just a point for people who aren't aware of the Coffin Assault case, because there are going to be people overseas who know nothing about it. The Coffin Assault is where some
Okay,
farmers
shortly, the Coffin
grabbed a
Assault.
black.
Yeah, can I quickly sum it up for you?
Go
The
for
Coffin
it.
Assault case in Middelburg was a case in the High Court, a criminal case brought after two young managers, farm managers on adjacent farms, caught a trespasser with a bag of stripped copper cable. On the farm or one of the farms, and they apprehended him. When they wanted to bring him to take him to the police station, he threatened them by informing them that he knows where they live, that he knows their daily routine, he knows that their wives and children are at home, and he will come back after he has been released to burn down their homes and their families. Also, he threatened that he would burn down their crops on the lands. And then they decided, okay, the police is not going to hold this guy for long or to prosecute him, so they're not going to take him to the police station. They're going to scare him. Because one of the guys of these one of these two guys the employer has a or had a coffin that he stored in one of his stores. The guy then went to fetch this coffin, brought it back, unloaded the coffin from the buggy. And then they put this trespasser, who was a black guy, unemployed black guy, with stolen copper cable in his bag. They put him in the coffin, but he was too large for the coffin. The coffin was too small, so they couldn't put him completely in. His head and shoulders were still outside, but they threatened to put a snake inside with him. And later on, they threatened to set him on fire inside the coffin with petrol. But they didn't have a snake, or they and they didn't have a can of petrol with him, so they couldn't do that. In any case, it was just threats to scare the living daylights out of this guy. And then
Okay.
2 months afterwards, or this guy was never assaulted. He didn't sustain any wounds. And then 2 months afterwards, someone has leaked out the story, and the police started looking for this guy, and they convinced him to make a formal charge, to lay a formal charge, which he did. And then they opened a docket and they investigated, and then they eventually arrested these two young white guys. They were about 29 and 30 years of age, and that resulted in the Coffin Assault case in Middelburg. And they were charged with six charges, but the main charge was that they dared put this guy in a coffin to frighten him. Because coffins and death and funerals are very superstitious things in the black culture. And these guys actually stepped over the line or contravened that superstitions by using this coffin to scare the daylights out of this offender, this black trespasser. In the end, the two white guys were sentenced on the different charges: kidnapping, attempted murder, because they threatened to put a snake or petrol on him, throw petrol on him and set him alight. What was the assault? Common assault, attempted murder, kidnapping, pointing off a firearm. None of them had a firearm. They were eventually found acquitted on that charge. In any event, they were sentenced to 24 years imprisonment and 27 years imprisonment, respectively, without any chance of, without a fine. Straight, sentencing straight to jail on those six charges. And then we appealed to the Supreme Court of Appeal in Bloemfontein, and the charges were reduced to 5 years each. And the Court of Appeal severely criticized the judge of the High Court that sentencing them to this amount of jail time.
Hectic. And you guys appealed it and you've got them out.
Yeah, we got involved after the first attorney and advocate made a whole hush of it, and I became involved, and then we proceeded to get this guy out on bail, because the previous bail application with the previous attorney also was unsuccessful. Failed. I got him out on bail, and we went through a 2 weeks trial. Then they were sentenced, and then we appealed. The court, the High Court, then refused any leave to appeal. And then I applied directly to the Supreme Court of Appeal in Bloemfontein. They granted us leave to appeal, and we appealed there, and we got a much, much lighter sentence in the end. Otherwise, that guy would have been in jail until they were nearly 50 years old.
What was the final sentence that you managed to get?
5 years. 5 years imprisonment. They have already, then by that time, they have already sit about 19 months. So they were in jail for another 6 months, and then they were out. They are both out on parole now, and their sentence will finish in October, 15 October, and from then they are free men. But they already, both of them are on parole. They have found work, and they are working, and they're together with their families again since 2019.
So those people, those guys, also got a jail sentence longer than murder.
Yeah. For putting a
all for putting a black guy in a coffin and scaring him, and not even scaring him with real stuff, just talking of scaring him.
Just talking nonsense, man. Yeah.
Just talking shit.
It was tongue in cheek. They didn't lift one finger to hurt him. Afterwards, the guy asked him if he can bum a lift back to the main road.
Whoa. So when the black guy threatened them, that wasn't a problem. But when he threatened to burn down their house, that wasn't a problem. But them putting him in a coffin and threatening to put a snake there, etc., that was a problem.
Exactly.
And that is a typical example of how the law does not work for the white man in South Africa.
Exactly.
A typical example.
That's why I said what bothers me of these kind of statutes is the implementation and execution when there are a discretion involved. The discretion always goes against the white minority.
Yes. In other words, that law sounds like it's going to be for everybody. The reality is it's going to be whites going to jail. That's the reality.
Yep, that's right.